It was an overcast and cloudy day as we went north from Jerusalem. In the distance there was a break in the clouds, and one hill was brightly illuminated under the bright Galilean sun. Our guide said, "That's the city of Ai you can see over there, shining in the sun." My mind went back hundreds of years to another day when God taught his people an everlasting truth at the city of Ai. This is Leroy I'm speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a lesson from the city of Ai. The army of God had suffered defeat. Joshua was on his face before the Lord, crying out for an answer. What was wrong? He had received and believed God's promise. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. What had gone wrong? And the Lord said unto Joshua, Israel has sinned. Simply stated, here's what had happened. God had told his people to devote the treasure of the city of Jericho to himself. Well, a young man named Achan had seen a few things that he wanted for himself. Here's his own explanation. When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment, and 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold, then I coveted them, and took them, and behold, they are hid in my tent. What was his sin? Simple. He took and kept for himself that which belonged to God. And so at their next battle, they were defeated. They learned the truth of God's word. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. To prosper they must obey God. Now then, let me ask you a question. Have you ever done that? Let's think about that for a minute. God says, My son, give me thine heart. Who has your heart today? Does God have a part, and something else or someone else have the other? Are you offering to God a splintered heart? The Bible says, Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. Why? Because the gods of this earth will fail you. They will prove false. You cannot find that which brings life by rummaging around among the dead. Why seek ye the living among the dead? There's only one time when it ever happened. On the first Easter morning, life was found in a tomb. Jesus Christ, now seated at the right hand of God, is your only hope for life. Set your affections on him, not on the false gods of this world. Give your heart completely to Christ. Don't make the mistake that Achan made in that far-off city hundreds of years ago. How do you spend your time? Serving the Lord or serving yourself? Are you your own God? If so, your God is too small. The most mind-expanding thing you can do, the most exhilarating thing that will ever happen to your spirit, the most powerful thing you can do with your life, is to learn how to live for Jesus Christ. Don't try to keep your life and use it for yourself. It belongs to Him. The Word of God gives us clear and positive direction on how to walk and talk with Him, how to lose our life and thereby find it. May God bless you as you let God take your life and use it for His glory.